Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959, and we are reflecting on the year 2024. The economic wrap by also taking a look at the travel and tourism industry, a key sector that contributes significantly to South Africa's economy in a plethora of methods, not only through adequate job creation, but investment from the private sector and, of course, expanding its impact into ancillary sectors that also help support growth within our local economy. Tonight, we thought that we'd have a conversation really reflecting on Sun International, a business that represents brands that you might be very familiar with. Next time you think of Sun City, the Maslow Hotel, Sibaya in KZN, or the Grand West Casino in the Western Cape, these are all brands that fall under the Sun International umbrella. And to tell us more about the business, its operations, and how it views the economic activity of 2024 in South Africa, we're joined by the COO, Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Graham Wood. Such a pleasure to have you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. So good to be with you.
Really excited to speak to you because at some point in our lives, many of us have all interacted with the various brands that I've listed and many more that fall under Sun International. But the truth is it's been a significant contributor and a juggernaut and leader within the tourism and hospitality space in South Africa.
Yeah, it has. But before I start, I just want to say a big shout out to Kaya FM.
Really?
Yeah. My sense of arrival today was a true hospitality experience.
Tell us more so that we learn our lessons.
Yeah. The sense of arrival, your lady at the front desk, very welcoming, very professional. Your setup is spotless. It's almost as if you've curated this welcome experience. Maybe you don't realize that you've done it, but it was. I'm suitably impressed. I've been to other radio stations where it's not the same. So,
thank you so much.
And this was not choreographed. Eh?
No, it wasn't. Not at all. Actually, we've got a whole team of people here who are just as surprised as I am
to actually
get this feedback. Thank you. And I find that really refreshing because you're right. We don't work in the hospitality space, but hospitality is something that everybody gets to experience. And as you've described, it might not be tangible to hold and walk out the door with, but it's an experience that, you know, leaves an indelible mark in one's mind. And maybe you can talk us through that as to how you approach hospitality at Sun International.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And maybe we'll get into this discussion a little bit deeper, because hospitality is not just about what we do at Sun International or our colleagues in the hospitality and tourism industry. Hospitality is alive and should be alive in every one of us as South Africans, mm-hmm. because it's our responsibility to say hi and to respect one another and welcome one another wherever we are, whether it be friends, neighbors, or international visitors. That's the role that we as South Africans play, because if we play that role well, and we can, we don't always do it well, but if we can, it will lead to a growth in the tourism industry and the sense of wanting to visit South Africa and be in South Africa. I go back to 1995, the first year of democracy, really, mm-hmm. and I had been traveling around the world. And I had a backpack on my back, and there was the sense of, and this is how I got into the industry, is because there was the sense of expectation and people wanting to discover what South Africa was about. This, how did South Africa come through this, you know, this transition from apartheid into democracy? Tell us about Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
Tell us about Sun City.
Yes.
And it's another story for another day as to how I got to start my career at Sun City. But I somehow feel that over the last 25 years or so, or 30 years, in some respects as a country, we've lost our way a little bit in terms of this sense of pride and this sense of celebration as to who we are as a country. And I think we've got to rediscover that and bring it back, because that helped, that in those years that helped grow our tourism industry tremendously. Mm-hmm. We've got to bring that back to help us grow again.
The only moment in my life that I can think of that being a tangible experience was the 2010 World Cup, where we had 100%. Visitors from all over the world. There was an excitement about being South African. And you're quite right. Since then, I can't recall when I felt that air of excitement. But maybe let's contextualize, you know, what we have seen in terms of the trends in the hospitality and tourism space, especially over the last 5 years post the pandemic.
Yeah, look, that pandemic, wow. I don't know about you, but it feels like a bit of a blur now.
It does, right?
I must say, if I reflect on coming out of the pandemic, the And we came out at slightly different time to some of the other countries around the world. And all the reading that we were doing and following the tourism industry is that a country's recovery in terms of its tourism industry was domestic leisure-led. Mm-hmm. And so was ours. Almost the sense of revenge tourism, people wanting to get out, people wanting to socially connect with other people, mm-hmm. having been locked up for so much time. And that certainly was happened here. So in 2022 into 23, big growth in domestic leisure tourism. So our properties like Sun City in particular, Wild Coast Sun down in Eastern Cape, Boardwalk, even Table Bay in Cape Town, a lot of domestic leisure visits and spend. And then the international tourism market started to then come back later, because it's also got to be supported by airlift. Mm. So you need, the airlines are saying, well, okay, when do we start returning, resuming flights to South Africa? We're not really seeing the demand. The channels are saying, and the tour operators are saying, we've got customers who want to come. When are the airlines going to start again?
Sure. So each one's kind of waiting for
the
other.
They needed
to
work in unison. And here I will give a lot of credit to the Western Cape tourism industry and provincial government, who identified the need to accelerate the recovery of the tourism industry. Mm-hmm. So was very instrumental in getting airlift to come back into Cape Town. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting now is that the airlift capacity into Cape Town is ahead of pre-COVID levels. I read about 6 to 8 months ago, it was about 9% ahead, but I think it's even bigger now, or even larger. So that means we got more seats coming into Cape Town. Mm. Not the same into OR Tambo. Mm. OR Tambo's airlift is still behind, international airlift is still behind COVID levels. So we've got to get that to come back.
As you mentioned, it almost seems as though it requires a multi-pronged approach, right? Not only the airlines to make sure they bring the passengers in, the hotels and hospitality space also to be fully capacitated, but we also need government to open up our borders and make it easy and seamless for us to attract a lot more foreign travelers. Maybe just reflect on the delayed progress that we consistently be seeing in terms of the visa regulations in South Africa.
Yeah, I think it's been widely reported that our visa regime has been a bit cumbersome, but let's not dwell so much on the negative. Let's dwell on the positives that that we see. The new Home Affairs Minister and the Ministry is a lot more proactive in resolving the backlog of visa applications, making it easier. For us, China and India are two very key source emerging markets for us. And the Home Affairs Minister is starting to say the right things about the tour operator visa program that he's putting into play. So hopefully that will kick start in quarter one of 25. And once that happens, then we will start to see a growth in Chinese and Indian visits. What is interesting, what people don't realize, is that from a Sun International point of view, pre-COVID, we probably had one in three Chinese visitors that came into South Africa came to one of our properties.
One in three,
Very big, very important source market for us. The Sun City brand in China in particular is very, very strong.
Talk to us about the secret sauce there, because it's a strong brand even here at home. Everybody has a desire or potentially has been to Sun City if they haven't already. We always, relate it back to the founding father, Saul Kersner.
Yeah.
But just, tell us a little bit more about the secret sauce, how it works as a gem, but more so even its contribution that it's made to the Northwest province economy and South Africa's economy overall.
Yeah, well, I think Sun City has the benefit of 43 or 44 years of legacy, right? So it has that legacy. It is a brand that we are immensely proud of and work very hard to protect and enhance. And we actually regard Sun City as a national asset. Mm-hmm. And we find that a lot of people, if they have a bad experience, because we don't get it right all the time, and we often find that we get mails from people who said, I was let down. And we say, why were you let down? Because I was bringing international guests to the resort to show off our resort, and you let us down.
Ooh.
And so, you know, it can be viewed, Sun City can be viewed as a national asset, similar to Table Mountain, similar to the V&A waterfront, Robben Island. We're in there. That's the league of where Sun City positions itself. I'm happy to say that the resort is doing very, very well. We've invested a lot of money. We boldly took the decision to invest in the refurbishment of our product over during COVID. Mm. So we accelerated the refurbishment of the Palace Hotel, finished the Cascades Hotel. We opened Lafika Villas, the mm-hmm. new luxury timeshare development, in October of 2022. And it's done spectacularly well. We're ahead of our feasibility in terms of sales of our timeshare modules. And I'm happy to say that Brett, our GM, and the executive team at the resort are doing a great job in looking after our customers. So we've got great plans for Sun City, and we owe it to South Africa to keep Sun City prospering and growing, because people love going there.
And
we've got more plans to do more at the resort. As you know, we're preparing for the Nedbank Golf Challenge that's upon us in the next couple of weeks. And the resort's looking magnificent.
100%. It's you are right. It is a national key point, really. That's what it should be, given that it's also hosted this wide array of events. I also think back of growing up and watching the Miss South Africa contest that would typically take place at the Super Bowl, as well as amazing concerts. And also on the corporate side, a lot of corporate conventions that would also take place there.
Yeah, that's a very important point you raise, because what we have also seen is the recovery of the conferencing industry.
Mm-hmm.
We at Sun International, in 2022, we were 25% ahead of 2019's numbers in conferencing.
Mm.
And 23, we beat that again by another 20-odd percent, and we'll be ahead again this year. So it's certainly been a really important, and is an important segment of our market that, particularly for midweek travel, it's very important for us. Mm-hmm. You know, Sun City and most of our properties are very busy on weekends, but it's at midweek conferencing, corporate market, and that we need. So that's an important market for us. We just opened a new 200 room facilities at Sun City, which will help us in that smaller conference size market.
Got you.
But you know, you raised a point earlier about the contribution to the Northwest Province.
Yes.
Very important point. When I started my career at Sun City in 1996, I was fortunate enough to run Sun City for a five-year period, 2003 to the end of 2007. And then I left and I went to join run Southern Sun Hotels, or Soho Sun Hotels. Mm-hmm. And then I then came back to Sun International about 5 years ago. And it was amazing to see, going back to Sun City, to see the growth and development around that resort.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very important objective of ours to support local businesses as much as we can in and around Sun City, but at the same time not compromising on standards and quality, because that's what we've been known for. And what is very interesting is that in that Lafika Villa development that we did, it was a 300 million rand development. And we, about 130, 140 million rand of that development was given to local contractors around Sun City.
Okay.
And most of them resident in Ledach, the community around us.
Sure.
So that's, and again, with the Nedbank Golf Challenge, about 40% of our spend putting on that event will go to local businesses. We've got to keep on providing sustainability, because we are the lifeblood of those communities. Mm. And that will hopefully lead to the growth of other businesses and around us. And we're working very hard with the Northwest government on getting the airport back up to standard.
And the road network infrastructure.
And the road infrastructure.
Stretch,
we've got the new Premier of the Northwest is certainly committed to doing that. So let's hope so.
100%. I'm so intrigued, Gavin, because, Graham, because you've given us such a beautiful perspective into, you know, not only the business, its operations, but also the impact that you have on the livelihoods of South Africans. And this then provides us with a beautiful reminder as consumers as to how far our rand really does go when we book an experience at any of your facilities right across the country, because it does have a multiplier effect.
Absolutely.
And on that note, I'm keen for us just to explore a few themes that actually impact us as consumers, especially on the back of the economic climate. Interest rates have been cut, so it eases the pressure in terms of our credit. South Africans have been able to access their part of their retirement savings through the two-pot system. And there's this heightened optimism that we'll see, you know, increased spending from South Africans who might say, hold on, let me take that, you know, holiday or go to one of your facilities as well to experience your casinos or entertainment that exists there. What does the outlook look like in terms of our consumer trends for the year ahead? But also, what are the key nuances you've picked up around, you know, what it is that we like, what we enjoy as South African consumers?
Yeah, so let's explore that first part of that point that you raised regarding, you know, the two-pot system, lower interest rates. I was listening on the news just coming in about the consumer inflation being down at 2.8% in the month of October. That has got to create some form of stimulus in our economy at some point.
Mm-hmm.
We're not really seeing it yet, but it'll take time to filter into the economy. But in our industry, it's about sentiment. Mm. If you feel better about yourself and your world, and you feel more secure in your job, and you're seeing income, you know, a little bit more income in your back pocket, etc., you will want to get out.
True.
So once that happens, it will start to filter, and it will start to filter. I mean, our forward bookings into December and January for the school holidays at our properties look very good.
Mm-hmm.
We're up on last year, same time.
And is this always typically a very busy time?
Very
of year,
busy
right
time.
Across the spectrum?
Yeah, very busy time. Sun City will run 85% occupancy in the month. It's a very busy time of the year. All our properties will be jam-packed, and it's a great time. The weather's good. People want to be out. They're on holiday, etc. So, but for us, it's once schools go back, and you know, you get to February, March, and do still people have enough money to get away for a weekend, and etc. So, I think we're a lot more optimistic this time this year than we were 12 months ago.
Okay.
So GNU, political stability certainly has played a big role. The whole election period for us wasn't a great time for us as a business because of the uncertainty. I don't want to be melodramatic, but we found a lot of people just putting the brakes on things. Mm-hmm. Let's just wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
Conferences were moving out. I mean, the 29th of May, a Wednesday for an election, is horrible for us.
Right.
It's right in the middle of a week. You know, people don't do anything. Conferences move, cancel, etc. But since then, I must say there has been certainly been an improvement in mood. I'm sure you've seen it and felt it as well. So
definitely.
That will translate. So I think the outlook for the next 12 months, I think, looks a lot more positive than where we were this time last year.
Got you. And trends in terms of our preferences at what we might desire in terms of an experience. And I ask this because not only have we seen some increased competition, I guess, if we can refer to it as such, the likes of Airbnb or alternative accommodation sources, but also consumers being, you know, really particular about, you know, where they spend their money, how far we want our rands to stretch, and also perhaps even experiencing a similar level of quality in comparison to our international tourists and visitors in the country.
Yeah, so the one thing that I've seen is, you know, family tourism and family holidays will still always be in demand. And that's where a lot of our properties come in. But what the one thing that we have seen is there is certainly a growth in the middle to upper income traveler. Mm-hmm. There's a real demand for quality, luxury, etc. So if you segment our properties at a place like Sun City, where you've got cabanas, three-star, family, main hotel, Sun City Hotel, more gaming-orientated, and then you've got the five-star Cascades and the Palace,
mm-hmm.
there's certainly demand for those two products.
Mm.
And the other thing we're seeing is the growth of events-based tourism.
Got
so
you.
Last week or the weekend before, we had this big homecoming event at Sun City. Packed out.
Sure.
People want to get out. They want to be with others. They want to celebrate. They want to have a good time.
So the music concerts, the artists coming about, all of that works for you.
100%. It's that is becoming more and more part of our destination experience and offering. Nothing has changed from the point of that people want to get out and connect and socialize and be with others.
Yeah.
You know, well, we were talking off earlier about our gaming space. You know,
yes.
There's the growth in online casinos and online betting, of which we're part of with our brand Sunbet. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, yes, and that market has grown and is bigger than casinos, but people still want to get out and come to shows and events and entertainment and be entertained and have a great experience at our casino properties too.
Mm-hmm. There's so much more we can talk about, but we're running out of time. And I feel like we can discuss, you know, occupancy levels versus the entertainment. But I guess we want to leave South Africans feeling empowered that the next time they walk into any one of your vicinities, they fully understand just how far their rand is going to impact the economy. Give us your parting shot on the importance of the tourism and hospitality space and the real contribution it makes to South Africa's economy, but also just livelihoods overall.
Yeah, we're a huge employer in this country. Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know the exact numbers now offhand, but I recall somewhere in being 800,000 direct jobs in our industry. And then there's the informal sector that benefits from the hospitality and tourism industry. We have such a big opportunity in our country to grow our tourism industry that not only is it important about getting inbound tourism because they have a greater propensity to spend, mm-hmm. but we've got to encourage the broader South African society to travel and experience our country. We have the most amazing sights and sounds in our country, but everybody tends to think of it as being Cape Town, Durban, Sun City, Kruger. There's vastness in between.
Yeah.
Get out, go and explore the Eastern Cape. In January this year, my family and I, we did the Pondo Trail down on the Eastern Cape on the Wild Coast.
Oh,
it
wow.
is spectacular. Get out there and the crowd that we did with us, we did the walk with Wild Child, they've created this whole community-based tourism experience supporting local people and local entrepreneurs and people who reside in the Eastern Cape. That's what the difference tourism makes. Yes, it's important to come to visit our properties. But if I could just encourage people to explore our country, get out. We've got great roads, great network. Get out. And even if it's just to visit family and friends and relatives, you are still contributing to our industry and helping people create jobs.
Definitely. Graham, such a pleasure speaking to you this evening, sir. Really appreciate it. Giving us a deeper perspective of not only your operations at Sun International, but our trends, our interests, and of course, a lesson as well in hospitality that we've learned here at Kai 959. We promise we'll keep it up. We promise we will.
It's been great with you, and anytime. I'd love to be back.
Thank you. That's Graham Wood, the Chief Operating Officer at Sun International.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.